I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wakey, wakey. We got eggs, bakey, and pigskin. Early morning action on Sunday. Hopefully you woke up for the Vikings and the Steelers. It was Pittsburgh with a 24-21 win in the game. Aaron Rodgers threw for 200 yards. Sounds okay until you find out. 80 of them on one play. 120 for the rest of the game for Rodgers, but he didn't turn the ball over. And DK Metcalf made his presence felt. All of his work in the first half, 5 for 126, and this unbelievable score.
Yeah, coming off a 6 for 6 drive. He'll throw to begin this drive, and it's DK Metcalf. He's in the loose. There goes DK. A block from Austin. Inside the 5, into the end zone. 80-yard touchdown, Rodgers to Metcalf.
Either Freddie Freeman just doubled into the gap, or that's Joe Davis on the call for Fox. The Vikings turn things over to Carson Wentz, his second start. 2 costly interceptions, fumbled the football as well, threw it almost 50 times in this game and put up 350 through the air.
Yeah, they were down big in the weekly now Fight With Your Spouse Bowl, which is the morning game, which ruins everything. But Kenneth Gainwell was huge in this game, 99 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Pittsburgh's doing it, man. They're doing the Pittsburgh thing where they're not prolific. The offense isn't even good, and yet there they are at 3-1. They held on for dear life in this one as Minnesota was scrambling to come back. They were down, I think it was, 21-3 at one point. And Justin Jefferson had 126 yards on 10 catches in this game. Not quite enough to beat Pittsburgh.
8 of those catches and almost all those yards in the first half. Really, in the second half, he was kind of shut down, as was DK Metcalf. The Bills are 4-0. They look like not only a division winner, but maybe the team to beat in the AFC early this season. Josh Allen is running away now with the odds for the MVP. He would go back-to-back if he wins it. He throws for 209 yards and 2 touchdowns at home. They beat the Saints 31-19. The story for Buffalo, really dating back to midway through last year, they've slowly transitioned into a more physical football team.
Mm-hmm.
James Cook gets the ball a bunch. 22 carries for a 117. He scored a touchdown. Allen ran for 45 and a touchdown as well, but it was a 43-yard catch and run for Khalil Shakir that did in the Saints.
It's a quick pass to Shakir, trying to get him out in space. Breaks through the defense and stays on his feet. Shakir, what a play! Touchdown!
Andrew Catalan's music on CBS. 12-point win for the Bills. This game was closer than you would have thought.
Yep.
The Saints had it at 21-19 with about 7.5 minutes to go.
So this is one of those... The Bills clearly have other gears, and they're doing what the Chiefs would do for those years when they were truly elite. I know now they kind of make it with smoke and mirrors and Mahomes magic, but the, you know, kind of that mid run where you knew they had extra, and this game they're going to do what they have to do to win. They're plenty good enough to win with a C-minus type performance, and that's what this was. New Orleans, good for them. They tried hard. They're there. The grown-ups will take care of it when it's time to take care of it. But Buffalo is excellent. You said they might be the team to beat. They are.
Lions all over the Browns. It did take Detroit a little while to get going.
Yeah.
They did not score until there were about 3 minutes left in the first quarter. It was a 7-all game into the second quarter, and then they poured it on, a 34-10 win for the Lions. Jake Bates connected from 48 and 58. Khalif Raymond, though, on a punt return touchdown of 65 yards, doing some heavy lifting. Jared Goff throws for two scores, just 168 through the air. Jahmyr Gibbs averaged 6 yards per carry, ran for 91. But the Lions can beat you on offense. They had a strong game on defense, and it was special teams looking special.
Taking out the 45, Khalif Raymond. Across midfield, still going. One man to beat, it's the punter, Bohorquez. Touchdown, Khalif Raymond.
Kenny Albert on the broadcast. Lions plus 24 at home over the Browns. They are 3-1. Cleveland falls to 1-3. Joe Flacco picked off twice.
That week one situation is now looking more and more like an anomaly, what we've seen from Green Bay since. Obviously, they throttled Washington on Thursday night, so that's almost like week one continued. Since then, Green Bay isn't anywhere near the dominant team that we thought, right? Defensively, they just gave up 40 to the Dallas Cowboys. You may remember that from the tie the other night. Detroit now looks like Detroit again, right? It maybe took a week or two to get their footing. And even though there was a slow start, they kind of kept with it. Jahmyr Gibbs had a couple runs that he broke, and Amon Ross St. Brown leads the NFL in touchdown receptions, had two on the day to go along with 70 yards.
Let's go to the Texans and the Titans in Houston. 26-0 dominant shutout win for the Texans. Their defense was marvelous. Held Tennessee to 175 yards and 3.8 yards per play. For C.J. Stroud, 233 and a pair of touchdowns through the air. Nico Collins led the way, 4 for 79 as a receiver. What's your Woody Marks file right now?
Everybody should be picking him up in fantasy if he's available. He's probably not if you have a league with anyone that's competent, but that was their lead back. He can move.
Fourth round pick this year, 116 overall out of USC by way of Mississippi State. He's an Alabama native. I am on to him because he has made some huge bone-rattling plays, Clinton Portis style, in pass protection, where he just blows dudes up. But it was actually the ball carrying here. 18-yard touchdown, 69 yards on the ground that gets him some headlines.
More ground, more pound, the cutback. Woody Marks, second touchdown of the game.
Beth Mowins on the call on CBS.
What can you say about Tennessee other than what my oldest son said to me when I couldn't figure out how to do an RPO on Madden? Dad, your booty cheeks. Tennessee, your booty cheeks. Houston's not very good, but they were way better than Tennessee. Who's going to pick first again?
Don't look now, but Drake Maye's leading the NFL in completion percentage. 3 incompletions on a 14 for 17 schemed up 203 in 2 day through the air. New England absolutely eviscerated Carolina.
Dominant.
42-13 Patriots over Panthers. Last week, Panthers win 30-0. This week, they lose by almost 30. Welcome to the NFL. Early on in 2025, Stephon Diggs goes for 100 yards, 6 catches, 7 targets. For New England, Marcus Jones had an 87-yard return for a touchdown.
Sam Martin, the veteran, for the punt, and Marcus Jones. There was no fair catch at the 12, and he squeezes out of it. Marcus Jones down the sideline. Walker's in front. Pass the punter. Marcus Jones, and that's a punt.
Did just mirror there are a lot of punt return touchdowns happening in the NFL the last couple weeks.
It's not just you.
Also, Danny said Chris Myers didn't get up for big plays. You were wrong about that.
Whoa.
You were wrong about that.
I never said that about Chris Myers.
That was Chris Myers on the call. New England, it's starting to happen with Vrabel. They're starting to play really good defense. They've been physical in the running game. 9, 7, and 6 carries for Stevenson, Henderson, Gibson. They do the Washington bit.
Yeah.
Where nobody gets a lot of carries, but combined, they all get a normal amount of carries. Drake Maye's uber athletic, ran for a touchdown, threw for two more.
This is now looking Vrabel-y. This is in his image. It's this sort of thing, right? Where the sum of their parts, they're probably better. You know, you look at some of the numbers in this game. Carolina outgained New England, had more first downs, was better on third down, better in terms of average, almost better than an average per play, almost as good in passing yardage, fewer penalties, and yet they lost by 30. This was a very New England Vrabel kind of performance. Just trying to be okay, letting you mess up, but they're going to capitalize on some big plays.
Fastest 16 minutes, recapping all the action from the weekend on Grant and Danny. Dateline New York, the Giants home winners over the Chargers. This was your stunner of the weekend. 0-3 New York, 3-0 LA, and the Chargers walk away losers. 21-18 final, despite Malik Nabers, who was heavily involved in the early possessions of this game. 3 targets, 2 catches, 20 yards. going down in the first half with a torn ACL. His season
brutal
is over. Heartbreaking for him. The Giants, one of the better young players in the NFL. But the story was Jackson Dart made his first career start. Jackson Dart threw for just 111 yards and a touchdown, ran for 54 yards and a touchdown. New York was not good offensively. 250 total yards, 3.6 per play. Like, that's a losing formula. But defensively, they made enough plays. They hit Justin Herbert enough. They turned the ball over. And they got a win in Dart's first ever game.
Team to neighbors, seven before that. Here's a run again by Dart. First and 10. He'll take it in. His first career touchdown. And the Giants on top.
Jackson Dart is mobile. He is athletic. That's Kevin Harlan on the call.
They gave it to Cam Scataboo 25 times at 3.2 yards per carry. You can see what they want to do. They want to turn it into whatever this is, and they got it. One successful outing for there.
Cam Scataboo is Mike Allstott, but in this era where that works a little bit less. That's my call on Cam Scataboo.
It's a pretty good analogy, honestly. I don't think you're the first to come up with it, but I think you're dead right. Omarion Hampton. Buck 28 and a touchdown on the ground. One long of 54. We look really explosive. Yeah, you mentioned it. Story of this one for the Chargers. You go on the road, East Coast time zone, 1 o'clock game. You lose a game you should not lose, quite frankly, but you also end up losing Joe Alt to go with Rashawn Slater. Now you are a much worse offensive line. Quentin Johnson continues his renaissance season. 898 and a touchdown for the Chargers.
It's a good time to be a Philadelphia Eagle, so long as you're not A.J. Brown, who's not that happy. They are 4-0. They have won 20 of their last 21 games. They are your reigning Super Bowl champions. And DJ Khaled wrote a song about them once. All they do is win different ways, too. 31-25, it actually shouldn't have been that close. They were up 31-13 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And then the Bucs got a 72-yard pass from Mayfield to Bucky Irving for a touchdown. They got a 58-yard field goal to pull to within 8 points. And then they got a safety as well, where they were within six. Made it a ball game, but the Eagles, as they do every single week, did just enough. 130 and 2 for Jalen Hurts. I know Jalen Hurts is really good. I've seen him play great in Super Bowls. I know that all that guy does is stockpile W's with Philly. But at some point, more than 130 yards would be nice if I'm going to put you in the elite category of passers. This is what they do, man. Like you said earlier about, I think it was the Reds. They got to the playoffs and you look back and no one had, like, I'm going to exaggerate a little bit. No one had 10 home runs. No one had, you know, five.
No one
wins.
Had a good year.
No one had an ERA under five. That's going to be the Eagles if this keeps up. Where just there's no real plays, yards, anything. But damn if they don't score some points and win some games. Saquon Barkley on a fake tush-push doing work.
One ready. Oh, they check it out. Saquon Barkley. They fooled everyone. He walks in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Good for them to have a wrinkle off the tush-push, by the way. By the way, Saquon Barkley, this season, on 77 attempts, he's still getting the ball a ton, 3.1 yards per carry. Yeah. He has been completely held in check.
Even with that fake that everyone was looking the opposite direction, 2.3 a carry in this game, 19 for 43. I don't understand it. Now, Philadelphia was up huge. They earned it. They were up 31-13, as you mentioned. They did not complete a pass in the second half of the football game and won. I don't know that I've ever seen that before, to be honest with you. I don't know that I'll see it again.
Supposedly it happened 2 years ago, I saw, first time since like 23. I'd love to know when that happened. I have to imagine it was like someone's up 37-3, and they quite literally only threw like six passes.
Or you're just handing it off. Yeah, who knows? But they are 4-0, and they have earned it.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I know everyone wants to take their shots, and like in a fantasy football culture, I'm right there with you. It is ugly and unaesthetic. I wouldn't want to play them this weekend. Let's go to the Rams and the Colts. This was actually a really fun game. Indy's legit, I think.
They're good.
The Colts defense is fired. Daniel Jones, even though he turned the ball over a couple times with picks, I thought showed enough in this game to feel like what's happening with him is authentic as well. But they got Matt Stafford. Stafford in the second half just lights out. 375 and 3, 88-yard touchdown to Tutu Atwell ended up being the game winner. Kyren Williams ran for 77. The Rams put up 462 in a 27-20 win. They are 3-1.
Game-winning drives in his career. Trying to start one here, and he's got Atwell all alone. 2-2 Atwell, and it's 2-2 goodbye.
2-2 hello, Kevin Kugler on Fox. When Matt Stafford's healthy, he's one of the best quarterbacks in football.
375-3. Pookie Nukes, 13, 170, and a touchdown. It is the best life to be a number one wide receiver in Sean McVay's offense. The story of this game, though, the Colts...
You open the fridge,
There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Win it, in my view. If Adonai Mitchell doesn't fumble the ball through the end zone, which would have put them up 27-13 in the second half. He did. So he loses the football, knows it, tries to atone for it, apologize to the team the next day or whenever they got together for their team meeting, but just one of those unforgivable, unforced errors on an amazing play.
Yeah.
Great catch, spin move, breaks free from a couple defenders, outraces them to the end zone, and then just DeSean Jackson's it, fumbles it out of the end zone. They lose the possession, lose the touchdown. They don't come back from that.
That was a 75-yard catch and run by Adonai Mitchell. Goes for 96 in the game. Let's go to some fireworks postgame. Jacksonville and San Francisco. Jaguars and Niners are now both 3-1 as Jacksonville got a 5-point win, 26-21. They're buying into what Liam Cohen is preaching. This guy's a star, man. He can scheme it up. He's really, really good at play calling offensively. During the week, the D coordinator of San Francisco and former head coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh, said that Cohen and his staff do a good job at basically stealing signals legally. Now, he was very clear. He was on a follow-up question, said, no, it's legal what they do, but they get your signals and they use them, basically. Apparently, Liam Cohen really didn't like that because after the game, he approached Robert Saleh and basically told him, keep my name out your mouth. He did the hold me back bit against one of the guys that's one of the biggest dudes that's ever coached.
Just a chiseled yoked monster.
I mean, in a cage match, Liam Cohen would last like 8 seconds, mm-hmm. I think, against Robert Saleh, but there were a bunch of people defending him and kind of keeping them separated. That buries the lead of the Jags being 3-1. Here's what Liam Cohen can do. Get a run game going. He did it last year with Bucky
Irving. The ETN renaissance, bro.
ETN, a buck 24, and a touchdown. They're using Bashal Tuten more as well. I know Toki gets steamed up for that. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He runs the football pretty effectively. Had 5 touches in this game. I still don't love Trevor Lawrence early this season. I think he's been just okay at best. But he was better in this game. Threw a touchdown, only 174 passing for him. Jacksonville with an 87-yard return touchdown. Have we mentioned some punt return touchdowns today? Parker Washington doing the honor, and this won the game.
50-yard punt sends Parker Washington back. He's got a punt return touchdown in his career, and he's got an alley, and he might have his second. 96 yards last year against the Patriots. He's going to house this one. And the Jaguars get the score in special teams.
Adam Amin on the call on Fox. Who's Parker Washington think he is? Do you think he's like Jalen Lane or something? What's he up to?
Yeah, why are you doing all that over there? Christian McCaffrey, 17 carries, 49 yards, 2.9 a pop. San Francisco really can't run it all that well, but McCaffrey was great through the air because he's great. Jacksonville, by the way, committed 12 penalties in this game, still won. Let you know that they're doing something right, even when they're doing something wrong.
12 is a show. Wow. Mm-hmm. Chiefs blow out the Ravens 37-20 wasn't this close. It's actually a 37-13 game before a 71-yard garbage time touchdown run for Justin Hill, who went for 76. Patrick Mahomes got right. This was the best he's looked in probably a calendar year. 270 yards and four touchdowns. They went to Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Isaiah Pacheco, and Tyquan Thornton through the air. The Chiefs cannot run the ball. Their leading rusher was Xavier Worthy, who had two carries. Pacheco, 7 for 35. I don't know if that's going to end up haunting them or not. I think Mahomes is still their leading rusher at this point of the season. I'm pretty sure. If not, he's close. But for the Chiefs, they did enough in the passing game to make you feel like maybe they're getting out of their slumber as they hung 37.
Pass in zone, caught. Touchdown, Hollywood Brown. Number 4 for Mahomes.
That's Jim Nantz and CBS's A-Team. In Chicago, or rather in Vegas, but in Chicago, Bears fans are happy because the boys went on the road and took out the Raiders at Allegiant Stadium by a point, 25-24. This was one of the best games of the day. Came down to a 54-yard field goal that was blocked with 38 seconds left, so Chicago got to get in victory formation. Caleb Williams overcomes an interception, 212 and a touchdown. DeAndre Swift, rushing touchdown. Roma Dunze scores every single week.
Every week.
69 and a score for him. The Swift 2-yard touchdown run came in the fourth quarter with 1:34 to play and gave the Bears a 1-point lead.
39 left in regulation. Swift to the outside, in for the Chicago touchdown.
Chicago hasn't gotten the run game going like I thought they would. That's what Ben Johnson is actually special at. I know spreading guys out and getting different looks and some of the trickeration and you know, throwing open receivers, but you had a two-headed monster where any given week it was Montgomery or it was Jahmyr Gibbs going for 120 yards. They haven't gotten going in that way yet, but enough to win. Speaking of getting going, Ashton Jeanty finally broke through. Better scheme, better whatever, I don't know, but he went for 138 yards and a touchdown and was excellent in this game. Also had two touchdowns receiving. So a nice day for the rookie.
Did you say Ben Johnson?
Yeah. Ben Johnson alert.
He's the head coach.
Ben Johnson
alert. Chicago.
That's 2-2 for the Chicago Bears and 2 in a row for Ben Johnson. Danny said Ben Johnson. I didn't say Ben Johnson. But you know what that means when someone says Ben Johnson.
What does it mean?
Darius doesn't know what it means.
He doesn't mean, okay.
You might know what it means, but the guy that has to play the sounder does not know what it means.
I think I know what it means. Let me see that. Yeah.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
You won't play the clip. Let's go Packers-Cowboys. Sunday night football. 40 apiece. We love ties, don't we? What a weird final sequence. The Packers did everything they could to lose. They've got 15 seconds on the clock. They take a long time barking out cadences. They throw a pass. Inexplicably, a second doesn't go off after the ball's like bouncing around in the back of the end zone. And so what should have been a non-opportunity to tie the game results in them getting a field goal. And Shane McManus, who was money all night long, hits a 34-yarder for a tie at the horn.
If he just put that out of the back of the end zone, they would have run out of time. So McManus is on for the game-tying field goal.
I mean, once you get down inside of 10 seconds, anything can happen. Love could have scrambled around. He gets the ball out of his hands, but my goodness, that was terrible.
Here's McManus for the tie, 34. And this one is good, and this one ends in the second highest scoring tie game in NFL history.
The fabulous Mike Tirico with good nuggets there on the final call. If you like ties in the NFL, you also hate bacon and Christmas.
656 yards. Six touchdowns between the two quarterbacks. Dak Prescott was outstanding. Jordan Love was pretty damn good, too. Three touchdowns to Romeo Dobbs. George Pickens, this is the honeymoon phase. This is the good time. It's going to get bad at some point, but it's good right now. Went 8 for 134 and 2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.